Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring film festival season continues. LGBT films, shorts, and documentaries from around the world are featured at Inside Out Film Festival beginning next week. Get into shape in June with CSFF, a new festival featuring Canadian sports documentaries. The Japanese Film Festival brings the newest dramas, thrillers, and samurai hits, served up with a cup of sake tasting at the Japanese Cultural Center, and contemporary Italian cinema is showcased at the ICFF. April showers may bring flowers, so this week I'm looking at slow-paced movies set against natural beauty. There's an art house drama in rural Montana and a look at gardens in Quebec. The Gardener, directed by Sébastien Chabot. The Cabots are a famous upper-class American family. You probably heard the ditty about Boston, the home of the bean and the cod, where the Lowells talk only to Cabots and the Cabots talk only to God. Well, this documentary is about those Cabots and what one man in particular created. Since the mid-19th century, the family has owned a huge tract of land in the Charlevoix region near Quebec City for their summer estate. It's an area of bucolic fields and breathtaking views overlooking the St. Lawrence River. But Frank Cabot, born in 1925, decided to do something new with it. So he designed Les Quatre Vents, the Four Winds, an amazing private garden. It's planted with perennials that bloom throughout the year, leading to waves of yellow, violets, greens, and reds in sequential seasons. Cabot believed gardens should not be sterile units of symmetrical topiary, but a sensuous experience. So the gardens are filled with the smell of flowers, the buzzing of bees, trickling streams flowing past vast fields. It's divided into different sections, and each one is revealed as a surprise when you turn a corner or cross a bridge. Black and white horses, foliage from the Himalayas, a moon bridge reminiscent of Suzhou, and a traditional Japanese garden with a handcrafted tea house. If you're expecting a hard-hitting documentary, look elsewhere. This is not an exposé about the Cabot family's history in Salem, Massachusetts, or its roots in the slave trade. Rather, it's very much an homage or a tribute to the magnificent garden that one man created. So if you love gardens and you consider them symphonies, this one takes you on a guided tour through it all with commentary from its late creator. It's less of a film than an experience. Speaking personally, I never even heard of this garden before I saw the film, and now I think, you know, I might want to go there. Certain Women, directed by Kelly Reichardt, based on stories by Mile Malloy. Laura, played by Laura Dern, is an established lawyer in a tiny town in Montana. Much of her time is spent on a single case where the plaintiff, an older man named Fuller, played by Jared Harris, was screwed by his former boss. He was injured at work, affecting his vision and brain, but because he accepted a token payment, it left him high and dry and unemployable. So she told Fuller way back that his case is unwinnable, but he keeps coming back to her office, maybe for a different reason. Meanwhile, Gina, played by Michelle Williams, is dead set on buying a ranch. Her husband Ryan, played by James LaGross, and her teenage daughter aren't interested, but Gina refuses to give up. She will buy that house, but at what personal cost? And nearby, a young law student named Elizabeth, played by Kristen Stewart, finds herself teaching a night class at a school 4 hours away from her home. The students are all teachers who mainly want answers to their own petty legal disputes, but Elizabeth knows nothing about education or teaching. The one bright spot is a boyish rancher, played by Lily Gladstone, who shows up out of boredom. She's like a lonesome cowboy who never sees anyone except her horses and dogs. After class, she offers to drive Elizabeth to the local diner so they can talk. And after a few of these meetings, the lonesome cowgirl shows up not in her pickup, but on horseback. "Hop on," she says. Could this be a start of a romantic relationship with a moon-eyed rancher? Certain Women is another fine modern-day take on the classic Western from a female point of view by the great director Kelly Reichardt. It's actually three separate stories whose characters only briefly appear across the various plots. For example, the movie opens in a cheap hotel room where Laura just finished a noonday rendezvous with a bearded man, but you don't find out till much later whose husband he actually is. Set against the breathtaking mountains and dusty roads of small-town Montana, the movie feels like a country and western song come to life. It's slow-paced, it has that rural feel. Things happen slower outside cities, but it's never boring. This is a drama littered with unrequited love and driven by the certain women of the title. People who like big decisions for selfish reasons without realizing how much they mean to the people around them. Certain Women and The Gardener both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.